I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Bring it up, Rick. Oh, it is the final hour on a Monday. You better you bet on the BetQL Audio Network with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. Matt Moore is going to join us in 20 minutes from the Action Network, talking all things NBA. Ken and I will go through some of our own NFL draft betting thoughts off some news that we saw on Monday morning and over the weekend. That'll be in the final segment of the show. But right now, let's do some NFL draft betting conversation with one of the smartest guys out there in the space. He's absolutely sensational. His Twitter account is at Connor Allen NFL. He works for our friends at 4for4. We talked about them in the last hour. Our buddy Rick Camp does NBA player props for them. Connor is one of the sharpest minds out there, not just with the NFL draft, but the NFL in general. His stuff during the season, I think, is appointment reading. So pumped to have Connor on the show now to give us some of his wisdom here on the NFL draft. Connor, welcome to You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here on a Monday, BetQL Audio Network. How we feeling here about 10 days away from the start of the draft?
Thank you so much for the kind words. And I'm feeling great with what the card that I'm holding right now. But these next 10 days cannot go fast enough because there is going to be smoke blown everywhere. There's going to be reports left and right. Now, picking out what's the truth and what's not, that's going to be the challenge, and that's going to be what's going to make or break your card for the NFL draft coming up.
And Connor, it seems like every day we get, you know, whether it's information or misinformation regarding San Francisco 49ers and what they're going to do with the third overall pick. Obviously, Trey Lance had a second pro day today. Many teams in attendance, including the 49ers. So we've kind of had, you know, the Mac Jones news cycle. We had the Justin Fields second pro day news cycle. Now we have the Trey Lance second pro day news cycle as it involves the Niners and who they're going to take at number three. What are your thoughts about what you think is going to happen and if you think there are valuable bets around the third overall pick?
Gosh, this is so tough. It's been such a revolving market. I think that probably the optimal strategy was just to take, you know, the longest shot bets as each player took their pro day. But I think that it's worth noting, you know, and I've been tweeting this out. So Mac Jones a few weeks ago was minus 300 to be the third overall pick, which is a pretty heavy favorite. Now he's sitting at plus 120 after Justin Fields' pro day, which got him a ton of steam. Justin Fields went all the way up to minus 120. Now he's sitting back at plus 100. And Trey Lance, going into the pro day today, he was, you know, getting a lot of hype. There were some reports that he went through a rigorous like training schedule. Kyle Shanahan sent him, and those bumped his odds up to a plus 175 in the sports book, along with Mac Jones. But I don't know if Trey Lance bombed the pro day or what, because now he's back down to plus 300. I think that the sports books are probably just balancing action for the most part here. But I think it's worth noting nonetheless. From what I'm doing, I'm going to wait it out and see if Schefter or Daniel Jeremiah or someone else who has a lot of validity to their reports is going to speak on the situation here, because I think that that's probably where the most value is going to be. And the only thing that has been said to them is that Mac Jones is probably going to be the pick and was the favorite going into the pro day. So right now, him sitting at plus 120 on DraftKings, I think probably presents the most value. But again, I think right now I'm probably going to take a step back and kind of let the chaos ensue if nothing pans out in terms of good information.
Connor, we'll get into more team-specific stuff in a moment here, but like you said, a lot of smoke is going to be blown here over the course of the next 10 days leading up to round one of the 2021 NFL Draft next Thursday, April 29th. Take us through kind of like your strategy, right, for these next 10 days as the information comes in, how you distill it, what sorts of things are you looking for as you make decisions and you add bets to your card?
Yeah, so I think it really comes down to just the sources that you're trusting. There's going to be a lot of people on Twitter and a lot of, you know, wannabes who are tweeting out stuff like, oh, I've talked to someone who says that, you know, Ja'Marr Chase is going to be pick locked in for the Bengals at number five. You know, maybe they're right, but does that mean that you should go and bet on it? Probably not. And too many people, you know, so they're not picking who they're choosing advice from. And so I think that it's really important to focus on which people are reliable. Like I said, Adam Schefter, Daniel Jeremiah, look at their mock drafts. Those people, they know people in the league. You know, they're talking to actual people who are involved in the draft. This is an information market, and that's what's most important here. The other thing, too, is really just if something, someone's opinion or someone, even if they're sharp and they write for a great website, if someone's opinion revolves around their evaluation of a player, it doesn't have to do with actual information. It's probably something that you also shouldn't really take into too much of a high regard. So my strategy is kind of trying to filter out that and really focus on what people know or what people are hearing. So thankfully I've made some friends that have helped guide me and you know, been able to help me in terms of what they're hearing from actual sources, and that's kind of what's helped guide my betting so far, and I think that will probably continue to be the case through the next 10 days.
Selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, Connor, so we kind of took a, maybe we're going to take a wait-and-see approach with the Niners at three, which I really don't think is a terrible idea. I think you could make the argument the Niners don't know who they're taking, so why are we trying to predict which of the three quarterbacks it's going to be necessarily? So you mentioned you think you've made some valuable bets already. Give us a bet, and we'll get to, you know, Atlanta and Cincy and skill positions and everything. Give us a bet that you really like. If we're going to take a wait-and-see approach on number three, what's a bet that you've kind of got sitting in your pending wagers right now that you really like, hopefully that's still available to our listeners and viewers?
Yeah, so there's a lot of bets that I like that are not available, but we'll go with one that I still like that is available. So I think that Micah Parsons over, I took it at 11.5. It's still available at 13.5. DraftKings, he's an off-ball linebacker. It's a rapidly declining position of need for, you know, NFL teams. He opted out of 2020, and there's been like a consistent drumbeat of reports from those in the league that have viewed that as a negative. And add in that some teams who are taking, they're taking the hazing issues and, you know, character concerns, even beyond the hazing issues, you know, very seriously. From what I'm hearing is that he can potentially even slide out of the teens and not even be a top 20 pick. So really, I know that it only takes one team in the top, you know, top 13 to pick him, but it's kind of going over the board again. And, you know, looking at it from that angle, there aren't going to be that many defensive players picked probably in that range anyways. So I think 13.5 is the highest that I would take the over at. But I got a good chunk at 11.5, and if you're able to see it at that point again, I would definitely take a big position there.
You better, you bet. BetQL Audio Network on a Monday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley talking NFL draft betting with our buddy Connor Allen. Does a great job for our friends over at 4for4. His Twitter handle is at Connor Allen NFL. Connor, when we get back into the top 10 and the Falcons at 4, Cincinnati at 5, what do you think about those two teams? Is there anything actionable there? Any bets that you've made? And as we look further into the top 10, does anything stand out to you? Any bets that you really like for the rest of the top 10?
Yeah, the top 10 is tough right now because the number 4 pick right now with the Falcons seems to be kind of in flux. They're open to trading it. They're open. They could potentially take a quarterback in the future, but they could also potentially take Kyle Pitts. If they stand pat, I'm pretty confident that they take Kyle Pitts. But again, that's not something that I'm really excited to bet on because there's been so many legitimate sources about them potentially trading down. And that's something that could happen on draft. It probably likely will happen on draft day, considering no one knows who the 49ers are going to pick at number 3. So for me, that kind of makes it a little bit of a stay away situation. For going past that, the Bengals are pretty much in between. I think I've gotten multiple reports of Sewell, multiple reports of Chase. Again, something that I'm off of, but there is something that I think is still worth betting. Ja'Marr Chase under 6.5. I think if the Bengals do not pick him, then Miami will. Miami, all I've heard so far is basically that they're adding more weapons for Tua. From my understanding, they are looking at basically Pitts, Chase, and potentially Waddle or Smith. Another report came out today from Ian Rappaport saying that they could potentially even trade down again after trading up down from 3 and then up from 12. And I think that it would make sense for them to trade down again. But if Chase or Pitts on the board, I think that they're going to lock that in. And run the card up to the table, metaphorically in this instance. I think that those are that's probably the only position I'm taking. I know that there's a little bit of juice attached to Chase right now on DraftKings. You're looking at probably -160, -170. But I think that the under there is a good look. The Lions are really difficult to nail down in this one because I think that this is a trade down as well. They have a new GM, Brad Holmes, who reportedly wowed owners with his usage of analytics in the interviews. And an analytical GM looking at this roster says, we have holes all over the defense. The O-line is middle tier. We have the worst receiving core in the league. We're starting Jared Goff. Trading down and collecting more assets would be huge. Makes a lot of sense. But again, we don't want to assume that. So I think if they stay put, I think what I've heard is that I really, really like Jalen Waddle. If they're in that position, I think that they probably pick him. But I would hope that they're going to try and trade down.
Connor, when we look at, I'll be interested in your thoughts on maybe second round quarterbacks too, that could come into the first round, but we haven't really, totally tied a bow yet on the 5 first round quarterbacks. How long does it take for kind of all 5 of them to come off the board? Right. Cause it's, we've never had 5 quarterbacks taken in the top 10 of an NFL draft. We have teams that might trade in. You have Denver sitting there right before the top 10 ends who might take a quarterback. How long do you think it takes, whether it's trade ups or, teams that are in the top 10 that might just look at one of these guys and go, I want Trey Lance. Like the upside is there. And, we need a quarterback like that. How long do you think it takes for all 5 guys to go off the board where maybe playing an under on Lance or an under on Mac Jones, if we start seeing 8.5, 9 in a couple places where these start to become valuable?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. That's something that I'll probably, try to figure out more over the next couple of days. But a lot of the issues is that the quarterback needy teams are, usually higher than the over-unders. And so it would require straight up. You're betting on you're betting on teams to strike a deal, which I think is tough because, a team like the Panthers hypothetically need a quarterback, but it seems like no team is buying that they're actually going to take one. My understanding, they're considering Rashawn Slater, Penei Sewell, or, even potentially a cornerback at that spot. Beyond that, the Broncos could take a quarterback, but again, that's over, probably what we're looking at. Trey Lance is over under of 6.5. And then the other quarterback needy teams who would consider picking up the Patriots, the Washington football team, maybe even the Chicago Bears somehow, getting up there. But those are teams that are probably, they need to trade up to get to consider an under for those guys. So right now I'm thinking that one of them will probably actually fall to that 9 to 10 range. And we'll probably see all 5 go in the top 10. With the Broncos picking a quarterback and staying put, I think, if one of them falls to them and they actually like that player, probably Trey Lance, or Justin Fields.
Do you think we'll see a sixth quarterback go in round one? Because if you like that over 5.5 quarterbacks, you can get about plus 440 on the over, Connor.
This always seems like a draft bet. You know, there's all these late quarterbacks get steam in the draft cycle. And I think that sometimes it's warranted a situation. I don't really think so. There's a few guys that are sitting in that range there with Mills is over under over on FanDuel is 73.5. And there are some other quarterbacks. Jamie Newman's over under is available. That's 164.5. I don't think that we end up seeing the sixth quarterback. I know that with the fifth year option trading back in the first round, hypothetically it makes sense. And maybe if a team is really enamored with someone, but I feel like we just haven't gotten enough steam on any of these guys to really consider playing that outside of just, you know, maybe if you hear a good report, you know, later in the week on one of the quarterbacks rising up a team's board.
Connor, we only have about 2 minutes left, and I know you said you made some other bets that aren't available anymore, but maybe you can kind of go through a couple bets that you've really thought were valuable. Maybe the juice has moved a little bit, but you think they still might be worth playing. Maybe it's a first guy to go in a certain position. Just kind of anything we've left on the table. We've gone through, I think, the treetop kind of stuff in terms of, you know, what the third overall pick and quarterbacks and all the kind of big picture stuff. Anything left from a betting standpoint that you think could help people make money on the draft?
Yeah, so I'll go through a bunch really quickly here. Rashad Bateman, I've heard, is a few teams, you know, like a top two, top three receivers, grab some under 27.5. You're looking at under 26.5 on a lot of different books. Dante Williams, under 40, under 42.5. I think that he's going to be a fringe first kind of guy, early second. Landon Dickerson, under 40.5, was available at points bet by a lot of the sharp mock drafters. He's drafted as like a fringe first round guy, usually like late, mid to late first. So getting like anything over 32.5 on the draft position, I think is worth a bet on the under. And beyond that, I think that's about it. Jalen Phillips over 17.5 debuted on DraftKings today. Even though Circa opened up at 25.5 and other books were floating like 26.5. So I took the over there. I mean, I think that Phillips is a guy that, you know, he's had a lot of off-field issues and in terms of medical issues, in terms of 3 wrist surgeries, multiple concussions. He actually already medically retired once, prior to transferring, which is, I think, a huge red flag. So it was an off-market there for sure. And I think it's over 21.5 now on DraftKings. If you can get anything in the teams, I would take the over there.
Great stuff from our buddy Connor Allen. Again, Connor's website is 4for4. Our buddy Rick Camp, who's on our show, obviously writes for them as well, doing NBA player props. So I urge you to check out their work. Rick's on Twitter at Rick C. Camp. We love Rick's and we'll promote Rick. But Connor's on Twitter as well at Connor Allen NFL. Love his work on the National Football League. Connor, great stuff on the show, man. We look forward to doing this again soon. Good luck with the NFL draft bets.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, guys. Good to be on the show.
Awesome. We always say, what's our show motto?
Flattery gets you everywhere. Yeah.
That's right. So there's Connor Allen with some good stuff there. The Rashad Bateman stuff is starting to make the rounds that he talked about at the end of the interview there.
Yep, absolutely. That's been in the Jalen Phillips stuff. A lot of the stuff that you mentioned, it's not there yet, but you're starting to see some signals of it.
Same thing with Landon Dickerson, by the way, potentially going at the end of round number one. Quick break here on a Monday, and when we come back, we talk NBA with our buddy Matt Moore from the Action Network, and we're going to do that next.
Download the Radio.com app today and listen to You Better You Bet for all the latest in sports betting. This is the BetQL Audio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.